Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Juan Rios. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore fields the ball and throws to Butler covering. Safe. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Foy moves to second. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foy moves to third. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly is called out on strikes. One out. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Bando reaches third base with a triple. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 1, Athletics, 1. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick strikes out. One out. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 1 in the game. Nash bunts in front of the plate. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fiore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fiore moves to second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fiore scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Bando reaches second base with a double. Jackson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2 Royals. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Lazarik now pitching. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rios is hit by the pitch. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Royals. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Rodriguez moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fiore hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground to left field. That will be extra bases. Kirkpatrick chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Foy fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Foy. Monday goes all the way around to score. Haney moves to third. It's 6-3 Royals. Jerry Adair now playing third base. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 3. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater throws to second for one, and Campaneris throws back to first, with Krause covering, and Krause drops the ball. Kirkpatrick moves to second. One out. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kirkpatrick. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Kirkpatrick steals third. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to home to get Kirkpatrick. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Bando reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Royals. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Haney hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. Monday moves to second. It's 6-5, Royals. Don O'Reilly now pitching. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Don O'Reilly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Reilly strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-4 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Reilly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fiore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Danny Cater. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Blue Moon Odom pinch runs for Alan Lewis. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Haney strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.